I asked earlier if anyone brought along any presents with them this morning. And now I want to ask a much more difficult question, which is, would anyone like to give me their present? I haven't had any presents yet. I'm feeling a bit sad about that. And I'd like one to keep. So would anyone like to hand over their present to me to take home? No. Well, that's not really the Christmas spirit, is it? Yeah. You give me your boots, but they won't fit. Okay, I've got an offer of some slightly too small boots. But apart from... that's my son, and he knows he's going to get it straight back at the end. But thank you, Joseph, very much. It's very hard... Oh, gosh, we are a bit more generous. It's very hard to... Thank you. Thank you, Joseph. The Guinness Book of Records, 2019. Well, we've got some very generous-spirited people here this morning. It's very hard to give away something when it's yours, when it's rightfully yours, when it's mine. I said I hadn't had any presents yet, but I've had a look under our tree at home, and there's a good pile of presents. And if you, for me, and if you were to come round later this afternoon and knock on the rectory door and say, Will, can I have one of your presents? You might not get a very Christian response because they're mine. I'd like to keep them. At Christmas, we think about Jesus, who is the gift of God to the world. And I want to think just for a few minutes about how Jesus, when he came into this world, gave something up, gave away what was rightfully his, mine, some things that he gave away. And I've got two presents here, and I need some help to unwrap them. And Samuel, straight, come on down. Now, Samuel's a bit cross at me, because earlier I called him Eli, and that's the name of his brother. So I owe him one. Samuel, would you like to open this present?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So, Samuel, can you guess what it is?
A box.
Anything else that you could guess?
No.
No? Okay, well, unwrap. Yeah. It is a box, you're right, it is a box. I wonder what's inside the box. Okay. Open it up. A crown! Samuel, you don't look as pleased with that as you should do. Thank you very much. Thank you, Samuel. So, the first present that Samuel has unwrapped so well is a crown. And we often have crowns at Christmas in our crackers, and we often think when we think about crowns and Christmas, how Jesus came to be king. But I want to think just for a minute, not how he came to be king, but when Jesus came into the world, he took off his crown. He gave it away. He was a king who laid aside his crown. Jesus in heaven was worshipped by the angels, all heavenly glory and splendor his. But at Christmas we remember that he was born in a manger, in a stable. He took off his crown. He laid it aside and he stepped down to earth. It was his. It was rightfully his to keep. And he took it off and he laid it aside. In the book of Philippians, we read this about Jesus. Jesus was equal with God. But he did not think that being equal with God was something to be held on to. He gave up his place with God and made himself nothing. He was born to be a man and became like a servant. At Christmas, we remember the king who laid aside his crown. Now, I've got another present, and who else? One of our junior choir, would you like to come out? Yep. I've forgotten your name.
Amy.
Amy, come and stand here. Now, Amy, can you guess what it is? Yeah? How did you guess? Would you help me unwrap it? Yeah? I mean, you're much better than Samuel. He couldn't guess what it was at all, but you've really got it. Perfect. Thank you, Amy. Round of applause for Amy. So it felt a bit strange wrapping up a cross in such beautiful wrapping paper. I felt strange this morning walking through Newbury with my wrapped up cross so beautifully. But as we think about the cross, that too is the gift of God to the world. And we remember that Jesus gave something else up when he stepped down into this world. He didn't just lay aside his crown, he laid down his life. He was born in humility in a stable, but as he grew up in humility and obscurity, he began to teach and preach, he began to love, and not everyone liked it. And he was rejected and accused and arrested and tried and sentenced to death, and he died. God's plan of salvation. The angels had said to the shepherds, today a Savior is born for you. And God's way of salvation was for his Son to die on a cross in our place for our sins. He was the King who laid aside his crown. He was also the Lord who laid down his life. I said it's hard for us to give away things that are ours, that are rightfully ours. We like to hold on to them. Jesus, we read this in John's Gospel. He says, I give my life. No one takes it away from me. I give my own life freely. It's hard to give away what's rightfully ours. But God does just that. Thank goodness he's not like us. Thank goodness that he's the King who laid aside his crown. He's the Lord who laid down his life. The angel said to the shepherds, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.